In this edition of Czech History, we look at the life and times of the electrical engineer František Křižík, whose Plzeň Lamp took the gold medal at the World Fair in Paris in 1881. Today, he is considered one of the best-known Czech inventors.
František Křižík was an important Czech inventor, entrepreneur, and engineer. Today, many streets across the country are named after him, like Křižíková Street in Prague's Karlín neighborhood. The inventor came from a relatively poor family and was born in Plánice near Plzeň. Vladimír Bílek, the head of the National Technical Museum's Electrical Engineering Department, talks about Mr. Křižík's childhood.
I když žili v poměrně skromných poměrech, tak já osobně si myslím, tak jak pan Křižík.
Even though his family was relatively poor, I think that he had a very happy childhood, as he also writes in his memoirs. It was more or less the life of a village boy who played pranks and got in trouble just like all his friends. Went to school, of course climbed trees, went fishing for crayfish in the river, all that. I think that a lot of children today maybe don't have a childhood as happy as his.
Myslím, že mnoho dětí možná dneska ani takhle šťastný dětství nemá, jaký měl on.
After finishing elementary school, Mr. Křižík moved to Prague, where he went to secondary school. But due to his poor upbringing, getting into university was not easy.
Bohužel teda, jelikož, jak jsem říkal, byli ze skromných poměrů, tak neměl peníze na to.
Unfortunately, since he came from a poor background, his parents did not have the money to pay for him to take the leaving exams, the maturita, at the end of his secondary school education, the taxa, and so he could not become a regular student at a university. So Professor Zenger accepted him as an exception, as a guest student, and he was able to attend university in his way, which in a certain way is the reason for his achievements.
A to možná do jisté míry rozhodlo o tom, že dneska máme pana Křižíka.
While at school, Mr. Křižík worked in a factory to earn extra money. There, he first came into touch with telegraphic signaling and in 1878 invented a device that would prevent the collision of trains, his first official invention for which he received 1,000 guldens or guilders, the currency at the time. The invention he is probably best known for, though, is a lamp known as the Plzeň lamp, or Křižíková lampa in Czech. It is a perfected version of the electric arc lamps that already existed at the time, as Mr. Bílek explains.
Tím, že vlastně on už byl finančně zajištěn tak trochu tou svojí prací, tak vlastně požádal papírník.
When he was already financially secure because of his other work, the paper merchant Ludvík Piet asked him to solve the problem of gas lighting in his factory, because it was hard to distinguish colors in that light. And Mr. Křižík suggested introducing electronic arc lighting in his factory. He bought an electric arc lamp from Siemens and bought a dynamo for it from the company Schuckert, and so brought electric arc lighting to Piet's factory. But when they wanted to expand the lighting in the factory, they found out that if they connected two such lamps to one dynamo, it didn't work. The lighting broke down, lamps went off. So Mr. Křižík started looking into why that was. And he invented the differential regulator and perfected the core parts that were put inside the regulator to the extent that it was possible to connect an unlimited number of lamps to one dynamo, and that was his big achievement.
Na jedno dynamo, v tom v podstatě spočívá ten jeho přínos.
Mr. Křižík's invention opened many doors for him, especially after it received a prestigious award at the World Fair in Paris in 1881. His lamp even outdid Thomas Alva Edison's light bulbs, shining brighter than them.
Tím, že pan Křižík vlastně takhle tu lampu zdokonalil, tak potom na světové výstavě v Paříži v roce 18.
Because he perfected this lamp, it received an award at the World Fair in 1881. Even though there was a number of other electric arc systems, this one was the one that was considered the best by the commission. And people were really impressed by it because it worked very nicely, and he was given the gold medal.
No a byla mu udělena zlatá medaile.
After the World Fair, Mr. Krzyzik sold his lamps in England, France and Germany, up to 5,000 in a year. He was able to open a factory in Prague and in 1883 provided lighting for a technical fair in Vienna, where he again was awarded a medal. In 1887, he was given a tender for street lighting in the city of Jindřichův-Hradec and later in Písek. And in 1888, he built the first municipal electricity plant in Prague's Žižkov district. He also built the city's first tram route at Letná, which was only 800 meters long but quickly became a sensation. Later, he also constructed another tram route that connected Florence to Vysočany and was 8 kilometers long. Some 2 million passengers would ride on it every year. Despite all his achievements, Mr. Krzyzik was not just after profits and fame, which would lead to many disappointments and financial problems in his life.
Takže třeba když mu vyhořela tady Karlínská továrna, on v podstatě žádného dělníka nepropustil.
For example, when his factory in Karlín burned down, he did not let go a single worker. He financed it from his own money and had to take a loan. Later he was forced to go public with his company, which he really did not like. And later it turned out that the banks did not deal with him fairly.
Záležitost, jak se později ukázalo, nezacházela s ním ta banka zcela fér.
As alternating current electricity became more widely used and his competitor Emil Kolben was given many tenders that Mr. Krzyzik applied for, he slipped deeper into financial trouble. When he died in 1941 in Stadlice near Tábor, his body was brought to Prague for a funeral ceremony in the capital's Vyšehrad cemetery, an act that, during the occupation of Prague by German forces, was seen as a silent manifestation of resistance. So what is Mr. Krzyzik's legacy? Vladimír Bílek again.
Pan Křižík se rozhodně zasloužil o rozvoj elektrotechniky v českých zemích.
He contributed to the development of electrical engineering in the Czech Republic and what is not powered by electricity these days. We can't live without it. And because he was not just after profits, but because for him it was also important to develop electrical technology further, I think he deserves thanks.
Tak si myslím, že jako právě mu za to náleží dík.